Just getting to Gao can be grueling. Days of driving, checkpoints manned by armed teenagers to arrive at the gates and come face to face with fear.
This blue house, who is the house of the mayor, was occupied by Mokhtar Belmokhtar, a leader of Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. I got really, really scared.
VOA's Idris Fall says what he found beyond that blue house was almost like a ghost town, a city that had fallen into the shadows.
Gao used to have a lot of people walking on the street, but right now, if you come there, it looked like a kind of dead city, I would say. There is no electricity, by the way. There is no water, by the way, or a little bit of water.
Fall says for many of those who stayed behind, unable or unwilling to flee, fear is now a way of life. He spoke with one man who didn't give his name. He says when we go out, people point guns at us. We are tired. They came to kill us. Hawa Dumbia used to work in tourism. Now, she tells Fall, she has nothing. She says, we had years of rebellion, and this is the worst. We suffer. I would like to leave because there is nothing to do. The local economy is in ruins. Fall says, ransacked by the Islamists.
The banks were destroyed, all the banks, except one where you had the rebels sitting there. They use it as their headquarters. So there is no money.
Yet Fall says there is also a defiance.
Some of them told me I'm ready to die. I don't have arms, but I'm ready to die here. This is my house. This is my place. This is my land.
Among the defiant ones, Nafisatu Maiga, a teacher from Menaka, now stuck in Gao. She rides her motorcycle every day, letting her hair blow in the wind. She says, I will not be forced to wear a veil to become an Islamist. I will not show them I am afraid. But Fall says the streets remain a dangerous place, patrolled by Malian rebels and fighters from other countries, Arabs, Afghans, and Pakistanis. And he says they bring with them an anger, a seeming desire to tear everything down, like one church now barely standing.
Even the doors, windows were taken off that church. Everything. And now when you see there, and I was kidding, the only thing you have in that church is the light coming in.
All images, Fall says, that he will be hard-pressed to forget. Jeff Selden, VOA News.